In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Who are the true caliphs of Allah on the earth?
In brief, the 12 infallible imams are the appointed caliphs of Allah on the earth. Allah wishes to establish them in the earth and has promised them help. Here, we are going to explain some verses of the Holy Quran, which are revealed, in praise of the Ghaim Ali Muhammad. First verse. We recite to you, from the account of the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, and Pharaoh, with truth for people who believe. Indeed, Pharaoh exalted himself in the land, and made its people into parties, weakening one party from among them, he slaughtered their sons, and let their women live, indeed he was one of the mischief makers. And we desired, to bestow a favor upon those who were deemed weak in the land, and to make them the imams, and to make them the heirs. And to grant them power in the land, and to make Pharaoh and Haman, and their hosts see from them, what they feared. The Holy Quran 28:3-6. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim says that, Allah informed his Prophet, about the situation of the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, and his followers, and what befell them by Pharaoh's killings, injustice, and tyranny, so that it may bring comfort, to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the misfortunes of the killings and imprisonments, that were to befall the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Then, after giving assurance, he gave glad tidings that, after bearing those atrocities, Allah would bestow his favor upon them, and make them his caliph on the earth, and make them the imam, and the leader, so that, they can take revenge, in the second coming, Raj 8. That is why he said, and we desired to bestow a favor upon those, who were deemed weak in the land, and to make them the imams, and to make them the heirs. And to grant them power in the land, and to make Pharaoh and Haman and their hosts, see from them what they feared. It is the metaphor of those who usurped the rights of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Pharaoh and Haman and their hosts, denote the first and the second false caliphs, Abu Bakr and Omar and their followers. The pronoun of from them, refers to Ali Muhammad, alayhim as-salam. What they feared means, from whom they were afraid, like killing and calamities. If it had meant, the overpowering of Pharaoh, by the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, then, what was the purpose of plural pronoun, it would have been singular. That is why the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, and Pharaoh are mentioned as examples. It means, in the way Pharaoh did, much injustice on the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, and his companions, for a long period, at last we gave victory to the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, and destroyed Pharaoh and Haman and their hosts all. In the same way, different kinds of injustices, will be committed by the Pharaoh of this nation on the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. But in the end, we would bring the Ali Muhammad, in this world again, along with their enemies, so that they take revenge from them. Indeed, Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, has pointed towards this, in some of his sermons. He says, O people! The first person revolted against Allah on the earth was Anak, the daughter of Adam. The Almighty Allah had given her 20 fingers. Each finger had two long nails, like sickles, that are used to cut crops. When she sat, she used to cover 60 yards of land. When she revolted against Allah, became an unbeliever and committed injustice on the people, Allah raised a lion as big as an elephant, a wolf as big as a camel, and a vulture as big as a donkey to kill her. These animals were so huge since the very beginning. The Almighty Allah made those animals attack her, till she was killed. Allah killed Pharaoh and Haman, that is the first and the second false caliphs Abu Bakr and Omar, and buried alive Garun, it means the third one. After this Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, in this manner complained about those people that, they usurped his rights, and said that, their repentance is not accepted, and they suffer the chastisement of Allah in Barzakh, grave slash or intervening period between death and resurrection, till they go to hell. How similar is this example of the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, with Ghaim Ali Muhammad, Ajjalallahu Ta'alya Farajahu Sharif, who was born in secrecy, and was always fearful of the Pharaoh and his followers, and was hiding from them. Till he appeared and overpowered them, and Imam Ghaim Ali Muhammad's reappearance would also be like this. Insha'Allah. In Mani al-Akbar, there is a tradition from Mufazzal that, Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, said, one day the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw Malana Amirul Mamanin Ali, and Imam Hassan, and Hussein, alayhimas salam, and started weeping, and said that after me, you would be made weak. Mufazzal asked, what did the Prophet meant by it? Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, replied, that is, you would be the Imam after me, as Allah Almighty has said. And we desired, to bestow a favor upon those, who were deemed weak in the land, and to make them the Imams. Thus, Allah promised the weak that, He would make them Imam, until the day of Qiyamah. This verse is effective for we, Ahlul Bayt, and there would be Imams from us in every era. Also, there is a tradition from Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, that, he said, this verse is in our praise. The blessed Ibni Mahiyar, Sheikh Tabarsi, and others, have narrated from the same Hazrat that, he said, by Allah, who split the seed and created the tree, and created the creatures, indeed this treacherous world would bend towards us, and be kind after mulishness, in the same way as the malicious biting she-camel becomes kind to its young ones. After that, the Imam recited this verse. The blessed Ayashi has narrated that one day Imam Bagir saw Imam Sa'adik, alayhimas salam, and said by Allah, he is also from them about whom Allah has mentioned in this verse. Then he recited that verse. Also there is a tradition from Imam Zainal al-Abidin, alayhi salam, that he said, by Allah who sent Muhammad with truth, the good character are we and our Shias, just like the Prophet Muzat, alayhi salam, and his Shias were of good character. And our enemies and their followers are like Pharaoh and his followers. The blessed Furat ibn Ibrahim, has narrated, from Suwayr ibn Abi Fakta that, Imam Zainal al-Abidin, alayhi salam, said, read the Quran. I recited Surat al-Qasas, and when I reached, and to make them the heirs, 28, 5. The Imam said, wait, by Allah who sent Muhammad, the good ones are from us, Ahlul Bayt, and our Shias are like the Prophet Muzat, alayhi salam, and his Shias. The blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim and other narrators, have narrated, from Minhal ibn Amr that, after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, Imam Zainal al-Abidin, alayhi salam, was asked about his condition. He replied, I am among my people, like Bani Israel among the people of Pharaoh, because our men were martyred and our women were made prisoners. Verses revealed in praise of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam, are supported with numerous traditions.
Second verse. And what reason have you that, you should not fight in the way of Allah, and of the weak among the men, and the women, and the children, of those who say, our Lord. Cause us to go forth from this town, whose people are oppressors, and give us from thee, a guardian and give us from thee a helper. The Holy Quran 4, 75. Most commentators have said that, it refers to that weak community in Mecca which due to their faith in Islam and the Holy Prophet of Allah, was trapped among the unbelievers, who inflicted savagery upon them, while they were unable to migrate. The Almighty Allah encouraged the Muslims to fight against the unbelievers, so that, they can be saved from their violence. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated from Imam Bagir and Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, this verse was revealed in praise of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam, who were made weak by the tyrants of this nation, Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, and their followers, and there was no helper for them. The Almighty Allah commanded the Muslims that, they should strive and fight in His way, and help them against the enemies. That is why the interpretation fits these noble personages. On the basis of this interpretation, town means Medina, that is why Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, migrated from there to Kufa, and the people of Kufa did help him. Or, it can be said, this is the hidden interpretation of the verse, and it is not against its apparent meaning.
Third verse. Allah has promised to those of you, who believe and do good, that He will most certainly make them rulers, in the earth as He made rulers, those before them, and that He will most certainly establish for them, their religion which He has chosen for them, and that He will most certainly establish for them, and that He will most certainly, after their fear, give them security in exchange. They shall serve Me, not associating aught with Me, and whoever is ungrateful after this, these, it is who are the transgressors. The Holy Quran 24:55. The blessed Kolani and other commentators has narrated with reliable chains, from Imam Baghir and Sa'adik, alayhimas salam, that this blessed verse is specially for the Imams, those vested with authority, whom Allah has promised after the Prophet, and given them glad tidings and appointed them His vicegerents for His knowledge and religion, as He has made appointed vicegerents of A'adam, alayhis salam, after Him. The blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that this verse was revealed in praise of Ghaim Ali Muhammad, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. The blessed Ayashi and others, Ramatullah alayhim, have narrated from Imam Ali ibn Hussein, alayhis salam, that confidence, comfort, safety, and security will be for our Shias, in the time of Mahdi, and He is the one who about whom the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, even if a solitary day remains from this world, the Almighty Allah would prolong it, so much that a person from My progeny comes to be the ruler, whose name would be My name, and he would fill the earth with justice and equity, just as it had been filled with injustice and oppression. The Furat ibn Ibrahim, with many chains of narrators, has narrated that this verse was revealed in praise of Ali Muhammad, alayhimas salam. And in many ziyaras and supplications, it is mentioned that these verses were revealed in praise of Imam Ghaim Ali Muhammad, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif.
Fourth verse. Those who, should we establish them, in the land, will keep up prayer and pay the poor rate, and enjoin good, and forbid evil, and Allah's is the end of affairs. And if they reject you, then already before you, did the people of Nuh and Ad and Samud reject Prophet, and the people of Ibrahim and the people of Lud, as well as those of Madian and the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, too, were rejected, but I gave respite to the unbelievers, then did I overtake them, so how serve, was My disapproval. The Holy Quran 22:41-44. The blessed Ibn Shahr Ashub, Ibn Mahiyar and Furat and others, Ramatullah alayhim, with many chains of narrators, have narrated, from Imam Baghir and Sadiq, alayhim as-salam, that we are those persons, about whom Allah has mentioned in this verse. Also, Ibn Mahiyar, Ramatullah alayh, has narrated from Musa ibn Jafar, alayhi salam, that he said that one day, I was present with My respected father, in the mosque. Suddenly a person came to him and said, O son of the Messenger of Allah, it is difficult for me to understand this verse of Quran. I should ask Jabir Jofi, but he told me to inquire it from you. The Imam asked, which verse is it? He said, those who, should we establish them in the land, till the end. Imam said, it was revealed in our praise, and its reason is that some from the companions came to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and asked, O Messenger of Allah! Who would succeed to this divine affair of rule and caliphate, after you? By Allah! If any person will be from your Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam, then we feel that our life is in danger, and if some other person is there, then maybe he would be more generous and be nearer to us. After having heard this, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, became very angry and said, by Allah! Whomsoever He will make the caliph, he certainly would establish prayer on the earth, and distribute zakat among the needy people, and certainly enjoin towards good, and forbid evil. Indeed, Allah would degrade, and humiliate those who keep enmity with my Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and my progeny. At this time the Almighty Allah revealed this verse. And if they call you a liar, so did those before them, indeed call their apostles liars. The Holy Quran 35, 25. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated, from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that, the first verse was revealed in the praise of Ghaim Ali Muhammad, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, whom the Almighty Allah would bestow the kingdom from the east to the west, and through him manifest the right religion, and through his companions destroy and remove the wrong innovations, just as the ignorant and unjust people, would have removed and destroyed the truth. He would do such that, there remains no sign or effect of injustice. He would enjoin good and forbid evil, and the return of every affair is Allah.
Fifth verse. Is he to whom we have promised a goodly promise, which he shall meet with like him, whom we have provided with the provision of this world's life, then, on the day of Qiyamah, he shall be of those who are brought up? The Holy Quran 28, 61. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated that, this verse was revealed in the praise of Amirul Mu'mineen and Hamza, alayhim as-salam, and Dale Ami has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, the promise is made to Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. Allah has promised paradise for him and his friends, and those who bear the chastisement, shall be the enemies of the Hazrat, such as Abu Bakr, Umar, and Osman who have usurped his right in the world, and assumed rule, without having any right to it. The Almighty Allah has given them respite in the world.
Sixth verse. We will soon show them our signs in the universe, and in their own souls, until it will become quite clear to them, that it is the truth. The Holy Quran 41, 53. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, to show in the universe means that, the earth would be made small for the wrongdoers in the period of Imam Ghaim, alayhi salam, and to show their selves means that, some of the opponents would be transformed into animals, so that it becomes clear to them that, he is the true Ghaim Ali Muhammad, and the truth is with him. However, they do not believe him.